Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special close for Rabbi Maron Imi Marasi Sheyichyu and Lili Nishmas Reb Shimon Ben Chaim Eliezer and Lili Nishmas Maras Esther Bas Reb Shmuel Lili Nishmas Reb Yaakov Aram Ben Yaakov Shachna. And we're going to be learning the sugya of Heter Bishel Akum Chola B'Shabbos, a guy cooking for a Jew on Shabbos and then eating it on Motzei Shabbos. And there's a lot to say about this topic, sweet friends. Oh me, oh my. So this shir is going to be based on the Sefer Migdanos Eliyahu of Hagon Rav Alter Eliyahu Rubinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. This tshuva is in Chelek Gimel and Siman Nun Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch. In Shin Chof Ches, if you test right, Chol Hashem Bo Sakana Mutar B'Shulei Enu Yehudi. That if you have a Chol Hashem Bo Sakana on Shabbos, you can have a Goy cook for him. If you have a Chol who's not in a dangerous situation on Shabbos, you can have a Chol a Goy cook for him. Normally, you're not allowed to have a Goy cook for you. You're not allowed to cook food cooked by a Goy. But a Chol Hashem Bo Sakana on Shabbos, he needs the food, so you can cook for him. You can have a Goy cook for him. Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Gimel writes, the name of the Prima Godim, that even though Shar Ma'acholos Asuros Midrabbanan Asur L'Cholos Ein Bo Sakana, even though other forbidden foods Midrabbanan are not allowed to be consumed by a Cholos Ein Bo Sakana, Shainu Bishol Akum She'ein Isura Machmas Atzma. Bishol Akum is not Asur because the food itself is not inherently Asur, and therefore we're matir the Cholos Ein Bo Sakana to eat this food. The Prima Gadim writes in Mishpesot Zav and Sifkat Tesvav that only B'Shabbos Mishal Akum is mutter to a chole, but not during the week. However, B'Geder a Heter, what's the Geder of this Heter to eat Bishal Akum? The Makor of this din is in the Bedek HaBayis, written by the Ra'ah and Bayis Gimel, Shar Zayin. He writes as follows: Afani Omer, Shahanachri, Shaba Levashel, Lechole, Vuhu B'Shabbos, Vizman Ha'asr Lanu Levashel, Shlo Asr Mishum Bishulei Nochrim Kalal. He says, I say that a guy who comes to cook for a chole, and it's on Shabbos, when we're not allowed to normally cook, it's not us at all out b'shulei nachrim, because there's no issue here of us marrying them, because we're being close to them. This is just like a chole, it's a one-time thing, it's not kibbutz hadas here. Not only that, a bari, a healthy person, is allowed to eat this food on Motzei Shabbos. Wow. So the guy cooks for this cholesh ein bo sakana on Shabbos. On Motzei Shabbos, the food is mutter even for a bari, even for a healthy person. Ayin Sham, in the Ra'ah, the Rashba, the Mishmeres HaBayis there, argues, and he writes, D'may de'ka'amar de'kevin shu b'yom ha'asr lanu levasha les b'mishum chasnos. That he says that since it's only done on Shabbos and there's going to be no chasness, this isn't going to bring the kibbutz hadas to intermarriage. No, we can't do this on our own. We need the guy. We're going to come to really like the guy. Yeah, so you know, maybe she's a cook and she's very attractive and she's doing us this big favor. And next thing you know, they're at the church getting married. Rachmana Litzlan. So he says there's too much kibbutz hadas here. So don't tell me that there's no problem of chasnas here. V'odim legabe hachole tiru malem lahatir legamri v'afilu shabar lebari al yedei hachole. And if the legabe hachole were matir, how could we be matir legamri even for a healthy person to eat it because it was cooked for the chole? Says enough if we say that what the rabbis did is they made this chole, made it permitted for the chole. Like for example, if a chole sheish bo sakana, he's allowed to eat in a vela, but a bari is not allowed to eat in a vela. But so here also, it's only mutter for the chole, it's not mutter for the bari. And then b'motzei Shabbos, it's chozer li suro. So on Motzei Shabbos, he can't eat it anymore. There's some leftovers. This food, it's amazing, an amazing food. It was mutter all Shabbos, and come Motzei Shabbos, now the food is suddenly aser, because it was only mutter, because we had no other way to feed this Chol Hashem Bo Sakana. Now we have a different way to feed him. We can have a Jew cook. So now it's aser on Motzei Shabbos, not only for the bari, but even for the chole. So we have a machlokas Rabboseinu between the Ra'ah and the Rashba, that the Ra'ah holds that an akum who cooks for the sake of a chola on Shabbos, it's mutar on Motzei Shabbos even for a healthy person, because there's no iser bishal akum at all, because there's no akruvei daita, there's no kirbis hadas here, and therefore it's mutar on Motzei Shabbos, the Rashba holds. Sheyesh b'zeh iser bishal akum, that there is an iser bishal akum, and only on Shabbos we are matir for a chola when there's no other way to get around it. But on Motzei Shabbos, chazeli isuro. On Motzei Shabbos, it goes back to its state of iser, and therefore nobody's allowed to eat it, not a bari and not a even the chola. On Motzei Shabbos, even the chola is not allowed to eat it. The Meiri and Avodah Zarah Lamed Ches is like the Ra'ah Ein Sham. The Ramah and Yoredeya Kuf Yud Gimel Sifta Zayin Paskins Kedas HaRa'ah Leheter. He says that on Motzei Shabbos it's mutter for a bari. Taz, there, Sif Katan Tesvav, and Yeredeya Kuf Yud Gimel, brings the rash, but that it's Asr Labari, and that's the way he paskins. We have that the Rashba says, Haba Motzei Shabbos Chazer Li Suro, seems that it's Asr for everybody. Now, not only for a bari, even for the chola. And that's what it looks like. In Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim in Siman Shin Yud Ches, it says the following: Hashochet b'Shabbos lechola, bein shechola may esmo, bein shechola hayom, mutter habari lechol mimenu chai. That if a person shechs on Shabbos for a chola, whether he got sick yesterday, whether he got sick today, the bari can eat this meat that was shechted on Shabbos for a chole. The bari, a healthy person, can eat this meat raw. Can't cook it for him, but he can eat it raw even though the shechita was done on Shabbos. Aval ha-mevashel aser b'Shabbos lebari, but if it's cooked, then the bari can't eat it. The Rama writes, afilu bishel al-de'eno Yehudi aser b'Shabbos, that even if it's cooked by a goy, the bari is not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. A bari is allowed to eat this animal who was shechted in a mutter way, so he can eat it raw, but he cannot eat it if it was cooked, even if it was cooked by a goy. So lechora miduyuk lashon harama mashma. So from being careful in the words of the Rama would imply that only on Shabbos it's aser, but on Motzei Shabbos it's mutter for everybody. Bafilu bishalai de'eno Yehudi aser b'Shabbos. That on Shabbos it's aser, but on Motzei Shabbos it's mutter for everybody. And so it's the Magen Avram, aval b'Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos mutter miyad. Motzei Shabbos is mutter immediately, and he continues, v'taimo, dekeven de'ha'akum bishal beheter, lo'boi lahamtin b'chdei shi'asa. Since this was done beheter, you don't have to wait the amount of time it normally takes to this malacha, b'chdei shi'asa. Rather, it's permitted immediately. The Machatis HaShekel writes that the shach is l'shitasa. This is the shach. It's quoted by the Magen Avram. This is the shach l'shitasa in Yerodeh Kufchav Gimel, and the Nikudis HaKesef in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, who's masking with the Ramah that there's no problem of Bishal Akum, but according to the Taz, the Motzei Shabbos, even the Chola himself is not allowed to eat this Mishum Bishal Akum, as we understood earlier from the Rashba, that a not only is it usser for the bari, but it's even usser for the, and that's where the Taz holds, it's even usser for the, that's where the Machatzis HaShekel brings him, that it's even usser for the chola, because it's bishal akum. So the Machatzis HaShekel understood from the Ramah, like the Magen Avram, the name of the Shach, that they're going like the Ra'ah. That what? that there's no problem of Bishul Akum. That there's no problem of Bishul Akum. In this food. That's the way the Machatzis HaShekel learns the Ramah, and the way the Magen Avraham explains in the name of the Shach, that there's no problem with Bishul Akum, and therefore on Motzei Shabbos it's Mutter. That's why the Ramah writes, "Afilu Bishul Deinu Hudi Asur B'Shabbos." Why is it Asur B'Shabbos? Mutter B'Motzei Shabbos. Why? Because there's no issue of Bishul Akum. However, we can say that there's really no Hechreach here. Because really, maybe the Ramah holds that we're talking about a case where the guy cooks something where there's no din bishul akum. The Ramah writes that it's aser b'shabbos lebari. Why is it aser b'shabbos lebari? Because it was cooked on Shabbos. But on Motzei Shabbos, it's mutter lebari. Why is it mutter lebari? Because there's no issue of bishul akum, of food. There are various foods like that could be normally eaten without being cooked, and other foods, that there's no Isser of Bishul Akum. So there's no Isser of Bishul Akum, then it's Mutter Labari. Oh, it's Bishul Akum on Motzei Shabbos, because what do we care? It's not Bishul Akum. So the Achronim wanted to say in the Ramah that he's following the Ra'ah, that there's no issue of Bishul Akum. But Lav Dafka, if the Ramah here is not following the Ra'ah, and if it would be an issue of Bishul Akum, would be Aser on Motzei Shabbos. And the reason the Ramah is Mako is we're talking about the type of food where there's no issue of Bishul Akum. And therefore it's only Aser B'Shabbos, Labari Banana Motzei Shabbos. And it could be that the Magen Avraham also learned that way. Magen Avraham writes, "Aval b'motzei Shabbos mutter miyad." Motzei Shabbos is mutter immediately, and then he quotes the Shach, and the Shach says, and the Shach says the reason is because, and the Magen Avraham says the reason is because it was mavushal beheter, and therefore you don't have to wait b'chdei shiyaseh. So the Machatzis HaShekel wanted to say the Shach is l'shitaso. Who agrees with the Ramah? That there's no Bishul Akum in Kuf Chav Gimel, and of course the Kesef Sim in Kuf Yud Gimel, the Shach says, there's no Bishul Akum. But maybe the Machatzis HaShekel is not correct, and maybe the Shach holds that there is a problem of Bishul Akum, or at least the Ramah holds that there's a problem of Bishul Akum. And the only reason we're allowing this food to be eaten on Motzei Shabbos is because of the issue of that it's not food that's normally aser al Bishul Akum. It's only aser on Shabbos because it was cooked on Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos is Motzei, no issue of Bishul Akum. But if it would be a Bishul Akum dika food, then the Ramah would aser. And again, we have a Shach elsewhere who says there's no Bishul Akum, but the Ramah isn't necessarily holding that way. Ube'emes, that's the way the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Sif Hei understood that we're talking, he understood the Ramah and the Shach are talking here about a case that there's no Isser Bishul Akum. It's only a Shabbos Dika Shaila, but it's not there's no Bishul Akum involved here. He writes, "Avala Motzei Shabbos Mutter Labari Miyad." So he says, Motzei Shabbos is mutter for the bari immediately, and you don't have to wait b'chdei shiyasu, since the nachri is doing behet there for the sake of the chole. So b'medvarim were other malachos, that if the goy did these malachos, If the guy did malacha, then you're allowed. On Motzei Shabbos, immediately, except for Afi and Bishol. Afi and Bishol, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, are Aser. Why are Afi and Bishol Aser? And the answer is because of Bishol Akum. So you see that he learns that the Ramaz Matir on Motzei Shabbos is only when there's no Bishol Akum issue involved. But the moment there's a Bishol Akum problem, it's not going to be Mutter. And so writes in the Sefer Torah Shabbos, and Sif Kot Zayin, Sefer Lev Ari, and Chulin, and Tesla Avam, and Beis. Dibur Maslam, Abashe, Lecholim, Ayin Birka Yosef. So we have here a Magen Avram and a Shach, Magen Avram quoting the Shach, and Magen Avram agrees with him that if you're Mevashel b'Shabbos l'tzarech chole, you shouldn't aser it on Motzei Shabbos, putting aside the issue of Bishol Akum, but just as far as the Melechas Shabbos is concerned, you're not going to aser it on Motzei Shabbos because it was done beheter. So Bishol b'Shabbos l'tzarech chole ain't lesser than Motzei Shabbos because it was done beheter. The makor of this is in, interestingly enough, the Tshuvas HaRashba. Rashba writes, Sha'alta, this is in the Tshuvas in Chelek Aleph Kufayin Hei, Sha'alta Kdeira. Kdeira. Shabishaba Yisrael Tzarechol Sheshbo Sakonim Yasura. Let's say you have a pot in which a Jew cooked for the sake of a chola sheyesh bo sakana. Is this pot going to be aser when a guy cooks in a pot? It asers the kli, it asers the pot. So if you have a pot that a Jew cooked in it for a chola sheyesh bo sakana, so now here a guy didn't cook in it. Here, a Jew cooked. When a guy cooks in a pot, you need it trafes up the pot. But here, the Jew cooked in this pot for a chol sheyesh bo sakana, is it aser al tzbisul b'Shabbos? And he says, no, ma pitom, it's mutter lekulei alma. If it's a chol sheyesh bo sakana, it's a mitzvah levashel bo, ve'ein kan ma'ase Shabbos be'iser. So if it's a chol sheyesh bo sakana, it's a mitzvah to be mevashel, and there's no ma'aser Shabbos b'iser. He did the right thing. So the Rashba writes that when it comes to ma'aser Shabbos, when a Jew cooks for a chola, it's b'seder gamur. So maybe that's the makor for the Shach Magen Avram, that if the guy is mevashel b'Shabbos l'tzorech that if there's bishul b'Shabbos l'tzorech chola, we're not going to ask you this on Motzei Shabbos because it was done beheter. Because here you see that when it's done beheter, you don't have to worry about this kedera. Because when the Jew cooked for the other Jew on Shabbos, it's pseder gomor. The kedera doesn't need kashering. There's no iser of maisa Shabbos. So too, we have the Shach and the Magen Avram, who say that when the guy cooks for the Jew on Shabbos, the chol sheyesh bo sakana motzei Shabbos, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Al Shabbos, why is it mutter? Because there's no ma'isa Shabbos here. Mutter miyad, because it was done beheter. So based on what we have learned from the Shach and the Magen Avram, that when a guy cooks for a Jew on Shabbos, there's no iser of Maisa Shabbos. Because there was no Malacha done be'iser, we have a kasha on the Tshuvas Shaul Umeshiv, Yosef Shaul Natan Zanzatzal, and the Madura Tinyan and Chelek Bey Simet Hesvav, who asks on the Rashba and the Mishmeres Habayis, who writes that b'motzei Shabbos chozer li'isuro shel bishul akum. That on motzei Shabbos we go back to the bishul akum problem that is no longer allowed to be on motzei Shabbos when it's cooked on Shabbos by a goy. Because on motzei Shabbos you have a bishul akum problem. The lama shavik harashba iser demaisit Shabbos da'akupan agama de'akum as the rabbanon. Why did the Rashba avoid the reason of maisa Shabbos? Because when it's done by a goy, it's aser derabanan. And why did he only talk about the iser of bishul akum? Why did he say it's aser on motzei Shabbos alts bishul akum? Why didn't he say that it's aser on motzei Shabbos alts maisa Shabbos, that a goy did a malacha press on Shabbos? It's hard to understand what the Sholem Meshiv means, because the Shach and the Magen Avram wrote that there is no iser of maisa Shabbos because it was done beheter. And therefore the Rashba also felt that way. Hey, this is being done beheter. Since it's being done beheter, then there's no problem of Maisa Shabbos. On Motzei Shabbos it's going to be mutter immediately. And the only problem the Rashba had was with the Bishul Akum. It's still Bishul Akum. Even if it's done beheter, it's still Bishul Akum. So therefore the Rashba only had a problem with the Bishul Akum, and not with the Maisa Shabbos, like we saw from the Shach and the Magen Avram. There is no Maisa Shabbos problem here because it was done beheter. So that's a little bit of a taste of this sugya, and we have a lot more to say. Siyata d'shmai be'ezah Hashem. And a very, very broad topic. And Amir Tzashem, I hope that in the next year we are able to continue b'simcha uvetuv lev of Meirov Kol. And hopefully we will see Niflos Mitaros Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.